Okay, we're back on tape. And I want to talk a little bit about, to kind of wrap things up, about how you think you're doing in terms of meeting your own professional goals for yourself. No one else's, just yours.
I have no idea what I'm doing. What am I doing to meet my professional goals? So my professional goals are really to produce good science. It's as simple as that. Something that's exciting, maybe some new insights into my field. Mm-hmm. So I'm just, you know, to meet those goals, I just have to work hard, work smart, have good help. Mm-hmm. You know, the only way I can do that is do what I'm doing. Just, you know, trying to guide people in the lab to the best of my abilities. And hopefully I can do some experiments once in a while. Mm-hmm. But always, you know, I'm trying to really improve the quality of my research, but by not publishing very preliminary pieces of data, trying to make more of a full story. And those papers will have more, they do have more of an impact. So, you know, as I advance my career and I have, you know, quite a lot of publications, I'm really de-emphasizing the quantity of publications and try to concentrate on having better ones. So I expect the number of publications to maybe drop or to stay constant, even though the lab is growing. But hopefully they will all be in good journals.
If you had to give yourself a report card now on your career, how are you doing?
Well, it depends on which aspect of my career. You know, for funding, I'm doing extremely well, much better than I thought I would. I'm really never completely satisfied with the research. I always think I should be doing better. I don't know if I'm being overcritic of myself or I'm right. I think I'm right. So, you know, if you ask anyone in the university, they'll give me a great report card, I think, because, you know, I think I'm liked by people and I'm doing okay. I'm publishing and I'm getting funds. And actually getting funds for the university is synonym of doing very well.
Yes.
It's all that matters. But if I have to give me a report card, I'll give me a B. Just because I think I could or should be doing better. I have better ideas, or having ideas that can actually work. Because sometimes we have some, you know, some crazy ideas that would be great if it works, but they're so crazy that they don't work.
Okay. When you look at your personal life, if you had to give yourself a report card, is this, you know, based on your own goals, nobody else's goals, but just on your goals for your personal life, how are you doing?
Oh my God, is Julia going to read this?
Well, you have an editing option.
Right. Well, my personal life, I think it's more stable, and I kind of accomplished most of the goals I had. You know, I have a good wife that I love. I really wanted to have a child, and it was a fight with Julia to have one, because, you know, because of her upbringing, problems she had with her parents, they got separated. And how she felt abandoned by her father and all that. She was very afraid to have a kid. She, you know, she always mentioned that was because of her body was going to change, but I think it was way beyond that. But, you know, ultimately she agreed, or she went for it. And we have a daughter now. And that's an experience I wanted to have. And I'm having it. It's great. Maybe I'm a little bit more social than Julia, even though I'm not extremely social. But Julia can, you know, for her, happiness is to be left alone, and that includes not me, reading a book, maybe with Emily now, I don't know. So our social life is kind of pretty slow, and I don't see it picking up with time. We have friends, we still see friends once in a while, but maybe it's also normal for where we are in our lives, that, you know, it's not the same intensity as when we were a young couple or something like that. So I'm pretty happy with my personal life. We might, maybe our social life could be a little peppier, maybe. But it's really not a big issue for me because I'm also not, I'm not that peppy. So it's, I would say I'm more accomplished there than in my professional life, in my own view. My report card, so give me an A.
Okay. Have you ever thought about what you would do? This is your chance to just kind of fantasize a little bit. If you weren't a scientist.
If I weren't a scientist? I think I could do anything, really. And be happy. Of course, I would not like to do something that's boring. But, for example, design, graphic design, not that I draw well, but if you have to use computers, I could do it probably. I'm not very good in math, so I'll probably not be a good engineer, or even an architect. When I was younger, I think I was pretty creative in putting things together, making things. Quite industrials. So I think I would not have a problem being something else as long as I could express some creativity and and explore different things. That I think is the main thing for me that I enjoy. It's just have one day different from the other. I don't know how many professions you can actually do that, so I might be in a much narrower field than I think. So research fits very well in this aspect of my liking. What else could I be doing? I don't know. I could be a lifeguard in Baywatch.
Professional windsurfer.
Well, yeah. That would be nice. I'll have to dedicate myself more.
Okay.
Move to a place with more wind. It's hard to tell, really. But I think I adapt easily, so I think I could be doing pretty much anything. And, God knows if, one different decision might have changed all that, I'll be doing something else. Like what I mentioned, if I was accepted in the Dow Chemical, I might be even doing something boring. I don't know, I'm very driven and I'm very ambitious, so even there I think I'll probably be doing something after some years that would be kind of interesting.
So if you looked in a crystal ball, what would you see 5 years from now?
For my life? Work or anything?
Both. Anything?
More of the same.
More of the same.
5 years from now, definitely more of the same. My grants now are running for 5 years, so I'll be going towards the end of that. Probably going crazy trying to renew them. The only thing I hope, and maybe I can manage, is to not be buried by administrative responsibilities. But I really don't see how I can stop that. It looks like a hopeless thing, even though I would try. But I don't see my life much different. Hopefully I'll move to a house out of a condo, so I'll have a little bit more space, even though the idea of moving already turns me down because I don't have the time for that, let alone looking for a house. Work, moving here to a new lab in this building where we are doing this interview. And that would be nice, I think, because I'll have many more research groups around me. And I think that will have a positive impact in my research.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, that's what I can hope for the next 5 years, to maybe, you know, find some niches that are more original mm-hmm. within my field.
Mm-hmm.
And do things that turn me on, and I continue excited and motivated about the work. Mm-hmm. And that's what I will try to do.
Mm-hmm.
And the crystal ball tells me that I'll probably succeed in some things and not others.
How about 10 years?
10 years, more of the same.
More of the same.
Okay. Let's see, I'm 38 now. I'll be 48. I'll be ready for retirement. I don't know. I don't plan too much in advance, so mm-hmm. that's not something I think about.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, I don't even plan like in a year or so.
Mm-hmm.
And that might be one of my weaknesses.
Mm-hmm.
So I have no idea, 10 years from now. The crystal ball tells me that I'll be around here.
Mm-hmm.
Probably or hopefully with a nice group, people having fun at work, funding not being a problem.
Mm-hmm.
But I really have no clue.
Mm-hmm.
And I will not predict anything because I might bite my tongue.
Do you have some people have aspirations to be chairman of their department or that kind of stuff? Do you have any of those kind of aspirations?
Not me. As I mentioned over and over, administrative responsibilities are the worst nightmare for me.
Mm-hmm.
Now I do, you know, I would love to one day be a member of the National Academy of Science. Would that happen? I think it's unlikely for a number of reasons. The field I'm in, the university I'm in, the kind of work I do is not so high impact, but it actually depends on me. That's the bottom line.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I'll always try to do the best I can. And if I reach that point, mm-hmm. I'll be extremely gratified and pleased.
Mm-hmm.
So I wouldn't call that an aspiration because I don't see it as a likely thing to
mm-hmm.
happen.
Mm-hmm.
So I really, I'll go back now to my role models that were, you know, more senior investigators
mm-hmm.
that were working in the lab, not with huge labs. I wish I could be like that, so that I was still having fun doing research, maybe doing some work in the lab, so I'm not losing contact completely. And interacting with other, you know, with the more junior people in the lab.
Mm-hmm.
So that's really my aspiration.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, actually, I have asked all the questions that I have. And so I would like to, before we finish, to offer you the opportunity to add anything you might like to add.
Yeah, I don't know if I have anything to add. We've been talking for 3 days. And I think I've talked about anything that... Everything that always ever passed through my mind. The one or two people that might eventually read this might be, you know, looking to the insights to how people become researchers, and I think the Pew Group is a successful group.
Mm-hmm.
I'm probably an accident in that group. Even though I'm doing okay, actually. But I think the bottom line is that we're an extremely heterogeneous group, and people come to this position through different paths. And as I said, some people might know what they want very early on, but in my case, and maybe in most of the cases, it was pure chance.
Mm-hmm.
That's definitely a not very romantic thing or inspirational, but I think that's the reality. There is an underlying drive that people have, I think, that would direct your life
mm-hmm.
to something like research.
Mm-hmm.
In my case, and in many of the scholars, I think we're extremely curious, we're ambitious,
mm-hmm.
And we enjoy the fast pace of science.
Mm-hmm.
So, even though circumstances would take you to one place or another, I think those basic features will definitely help direct mm-hmm. Your path.
Mm-hmm.
And life in research is good as much as life is good in any other profession, I think. There are the pluses and the minuses, but I like it.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's it.
Okay. Well, thank you.
Thank you.